Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. It's nice to be on again to talk to you. Yes, I'm talking about that Dove Knight Part 2 hits. And this is, you know, one of the few remaining shows of the radio show that's Dove Knight. It's winding down after nearly 2 months. I apologize for those who enjoy listening to me or our podcast on Twitter or Facebook because I enjoy talking. I really do enjoy having the ability to communicate because communication is an important part of my destiny. I love to publicly communicate and express my feelings about things. Of course, I'm always PG-13, as I said in my tweets. And I also try to be respectful of others no matter what. Of course, whatever goes behind closed doors, well, that's behind closed doors. My bedroom, whatever. I need to have space like anybody and be myself. But regardless, I try to have respect for others, but when it comes to public, when it comes to dealing with you, I always gonna have respect for you. You know, you are my audience. You are the people who listen to my music. You are the people who listen to my podcasts. I have a responsibility to be respectful to you, to those who listen, or buy my records, or listen, or inspired or whatever, will communicate. So I'm going to just say that by next week, May 3rd, it'll probably be the last radio show. 2 month show, yeah. But I will be on Twitter periodically or once a week, let's say, talk about different topics. It would be like a new podcast. I would talk about music in general related to me and my artistry. And philosophy, I'm going to include things that I always keep away from, some express, maybe a little bit of politics, maybe a little bit of entertainment, or more entertainment, or talk about news, and just have a little fun, or just talk, whatever it may be. It depends on what I'm doing, because when I do these podcasts, it's a spontaneous situation, meaning I have no script. There's no one giving me a script. I'm just in the studio, a microphone. Just comes out, whatever comes out of my head comes out. But I'm aware of what I say. It's PG-13. I wanted to also say some people were listening to my podcast and wondering what I mean and trying to understand what I'm trying to convey. And my answer to that is I'm just trying to express myself spontaneously, just like whatever comes out of my head, but it's always in a respectful manner, or try to be, because I'm aware that this is a public situation, and as a public person involved in entertainment, I have a responsibility. So I want to say thank you for listening, and again, thank you very much for any of your suggestions or whoever contacted me in the past. about anything related to music, or anything related to what I say. So thank you. Now my tweets will continue, and of course the podcast is going to continue. So I will be back. Maybe I'm also going to say there might be podcasts that are not on Twitter or Facebook that I may do, and it may have similar topics or different topics. So be feel free to check on, you know, about the radio, see where I at, because I may be doing a podcast that's not on Twitter. I talk about so many issues. I go to personal issues, and I go into this issues. Sometimes, you know, I'm going to admit there were a few podcasts where I used profanity, and I wanted to apologize. So I take that back. I'm trying to keep it PG-13. But sometimes, you know, I go over with the profanity. I don't use profanity that often, so I apologize. I am an entertainer, so in tweets, you know, I am who I am. So, but I pretty much stay on topic. I never criticize anyone or use anyone's name. I'm aware, because I don't want to be sued or anything, you know. So that's an important thing. Respect for others, on and off podcasts. And you know that I am an entertainer, an all-around entertainer. I love to sing, write. And, you know, I made up a song, you know, it just came to my head because I was inspired by dreams, and I talk about dreams all the time. So I wrote it, and I had to finish playing it, you know, because, you know, when it comes to the music is spontaneous. Just like a lot of things when I do it with creative situations that I bring myself into, fortunately. It just sparked like that, you know. I get inspired by ideas. But I also want to say that I use my philosophy, basic common sense, of which I call it, to illustrate what I mean and what I'm trying to convey with matters or issues around the world. Because we are all God's children. And when I say that, I mean everybody on this planet is important, but we're not always going to be, you know, we don't look alike. We all don't look alike, act alike, think alike politically. We all have different dreams and lifestyles and goals, but that still makes us, every one of us important. And that makes the whole world a better situation, and I always say that. Because there's so much to give from diversity. Diversity on this planet is essential. When I say that, is that the world will grow and the world will be a much happier place if we embrace diversity. And diversity comes in all kinds of colors and creeds. And since we're all equal, in my opinion, and I think scientifically it's been proven that human beings are all equal no matter what color or what lifestyle or what religion or what sex or what sexual orientation or country or whatever, custom, wherever you come from, we're pretty much equal. But we have different personalities and different likes and different situations. And the truth is, it doesn't matter. We're still all equal. We just need to respect each other. The more we embrace diversity and be aware of it and try to be inclusive, the better the world will be. Because the situation as it is that's why we have a lot of problems on this planet. Too many is that people are not aware of the equality and other people and the diversity. And it's not about just color. It's about personality. It's about sexual, all that. The truth of the matter is sexual orientation and sex and religion. That's just categories. Those are nothing. I mean, it's important. That's what people like. If you love somebody of a different sex or the same sex, that's good. If you have the same, you like somebody of the same color or a different color or race, that's good too. It doesn't matter who you like. It just matters. What I mean is that we shouldn't be still in the 21st century concentrating on those situations, because the true value of the human being is beyond that. Those are just categories that we all have personally. But it's about our personalities, you know. We should be talking about what ideas we have for our, you know, countries, or what avenues and goals do we want or don't, or, you know, those what we should be talking about. We should be talking about what kind of music we like or whatever. We should be talking about that pretty much. Unfortunately, you know, that's there are situations where a lot of people haven't gotten to that. They think about all these situations that are not that they're important, but what I'm trying to say, we are more than our color. We are more than our sex. We are more than our sexual orientation. We are more than our religion. We are more than our where we come from. We're more than that. There's a whole variety of things to learn about, because the worlds keep growing, you know. We got to get beyond where we come from, because where we come from, while it's important, when we leave the planet, hopefully naturally, we're going to be in a far different situation than from where we come from. So we're going to grow further. We got to get beyond those situations, because it's ignorant, in my opinion, to talk about things that, while they're important, a person is more than their race. It's their personality, what their likes, their dislikes, their ideas, what's their political ideas, what's their musically like. It's about getting to know people on a basic level of understanding as equals as a whole, and stop looking at people's skin color. We should not talk about or think about others' skin color or sexual orientation or sex or religion. That should be passe. We already had the civil rights movement. We already had all that stuff, but people are still stuck on those things. And that's why we have all these problems. And it's caused so much atrocities and chaos in so many ways that it really shows how far we got to go, and people need to get beyond that in order to be a better human being and to understand this world as a whole. And yes, the way to deal with it for me is to have a sense of humor. I realized having a sense of humor, it helped me when I was having a hard time. Shoot, when I came to Hollywood, I had that dream, the dream to be a star, to be in the music industry. And I suffered homelessness and stuff, and I suffered so much atrocity. And one of the ways for me to deal with this situation was to have a sense of humor. I didn't realize it, but having a sense of humor is so important. It really is. But that's what it is, have a sense of humor. And I have a sense of humor. I joke around and whatever in my home, but whatever I do, it makes things better. So that's part of why I make music, the Does Not Matter Part 2, the hits. And I just want to say, last thing I want to say, may all your wishes and dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good day, good night. From Dove Night.